Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This is the podcast where I am reading the dictionary. We are at the top of page 162. 162. Our first word is buffo. B-U-F-F-O. This is a noun from 1764. Synonyms are clown and buffoon. Specifically, a male singer of comic roles in opera. Next we have buffoon, noun from 1585. 1. A ludicrous figure. Synonym is clown again. Number 2. A gross and usually ill-educated or stupid person. Buffoonish is an adjective. Next we have buffoonery, noun from 1621. Get thee to a buffoonery. Foolish or playful behavior or practice. Just, you know, this podcast is a bunch of buffoonery. Next is the first form of the word bug, B-U-G, noun from the 14th century. It is obsolete, and we have these synonyms. Let's see, bogey, or probably some people say boogie. Also, bugbear, which, I guess we haven't read bugbear yet. Yes, it is in this episode. This is from Middle English, bug, B-U-G-G-E, which means hobgoblin, and probably akin to the Lower German bug, which means goblin. If you haven't seen, well, see, I never watched the movie Troll, but I did see the movie Troll 2, which is considered to be one of the worst movies ever made, and they never actually say the word troll. They always use goblin. In fact, the town that it takes place in is called Nilbog, which is goblin backwards. It's a fun, fun movie. Okay, now we have the second form of bug. This is a noun from 1622. 1A, an insect or other creeping or crawling invertebrate as a spider or centipede. I love that it says other creeping or crawling invertebrate. 1B, any of several insects, as the bedbug or cockroach, commonly considered obnoxious. 1C, any of an order, there's some parentheses, of insects that have sucking mouth parts, four wings, thickened at the base. Oh, let's try that again. Any of an order of insects that have sucking mouth parts, four wings thickened at the base, and incomplete metamorphosis, and are often economic pests, called also true bug. True, as in like true or false. The order names are Hemiptera, and especially its suborder Heteroptera, like hetero and then ptera, Heteroptera. The ptera, that's they got the wings. That's what the wing thing is. Number 2, an unexpected defect, fault, flaw, or imperfection, as in, the software was full of bugs. I work with some programmers who deal with bugs all the time, and they have a little piece of paper printed up on their wall when we were actually in an office space, and it said something like, 99 bugs in the thing, fix one, and you got 99 more, something like that. Wow, I really butchered that one, but I think it was a play on 99 bottles of beer on the wall, something like that. Moving on. 3A, a germ or microorganism, especially when causing disease. 3B, an unspecified or nonspecific sickness, usually presumed due to a bug. Number 4, a sudden enthusiasm. Ooh, I got the bug for the dictionary. Number 5, synonym is enthusiast, as in a camera bug. I feel like if I heard bug after camera, I would not think of enthusiast. I would think of like a problem with the camera, but there are other examples. Number 6, a prominent person. Number 7, a crazy person. Wow, so you can be crazy, you can be prominent, you can be an enthusiast, all with this word bug. Number 8, a concealed listening device. Number 9, a weight allowance given apprentice jockeys. And this is from its designation by an asterisk on race programs. So the little asterisk, I guess, you know, sort of looks like a squashed bug or something. So that's what they call that. And then in general, it just says the origin of this word is unknown, other than that number 9 one. Now we have the third form of bug. This is a verb from 1935. Transitive is first. Number 1, to plant a concealed microphone in. Number 2, synonyms are bother and annoy, as in, don't bug me with petty details. That I don't need to bother myself with those. I need the big picture. Now we have an intransitive definition, to lose one's composure. Synonym is freak, and that is used often with the word out, like bug out or freak out. Now we have the fourth form of bug. This is also a verb from 1865. First is intransitive, and it is talking about the eyes. Synonyms are protrude and bulge, and that is often used with the word out again. So your eyes can be bugging out, while you are bugging out, meaning freaking out. And then transitive, to cause to bug, as in, his eyes were bugged with horror. I don't know why this is considered a separate form of the word bug. You know, they're both verbs, number three, the third form and the fourth form, they're both verbs, so why separate them so much? Next is bugaboo, noun from 1598. One, an imaginary object of fear. Number two, we have the second form of the word bugbear, which we're getting to. Also, something that causes fear or distress out of proportion to its importance. Next, we have bugbane, one word, noun from 1804. Any of several perennial herbs of the buttercup family, especially the synonym black cohosh, C-O-H-O-S-H. And the genus name is Simisifuga. Or Chimicifuga. I think it's a sis sound. I honestly don't know anymore. Next, we have bugbear, noun from 1581. Number one, an imaginary goblin or specter used to excite fear. 2a, an object or source of dread. 2b, a continuing source of irritation. And a synonym is problem. I've got this bugbear. I don't know. Next is bug eye. One word, noun from 1881, a small boat with a flat bottom, a centerboard, and two raked masts. That's called a bug eye? All right, I don't understand why. But next we have bug-eyed, two words with a hyphen. There's a D after the word eye. Adjective from 1922, having the eyes bulging as with fright. Bug-eyed. Next we have bugger, B-U-G-G-E-R, first form, noun from 1555. Number one, the synonym is sodomite. 2A, a worthless person, synonym is rascal. 2B, synonyms are fellow and chap. Number three, a small or annoying thing, as in, put down my keys, and now I can't find the buggers. Yep. So this is from Middle English, bougre, which means heretic. From Anglo-French, bougre, from Middle Latin, bulgaris, which literally means Bulgarian, okay, which is from the association of Bulgaria with the Bogomils, who were accused of sodomy. Wow, that's not very nice. But that's where they get that word from. Now we have the second form of bugger. This is a transitive verb from 1598. Number one is usually vulgar, and it means to commit sodomy with. I know that this is, yeah, we're actually going to get into a little bit of this, but it's more common, I feel like, in British English than American English. But yeah, I guess we sort of say it sometimes too. Yeah, we're not going to get into what sodomy means here. That's a conversation for a different podcast, I guess. Number two, synonym is damn, D-A-M-N. Number three, to put into disorder. Synonyms are bungle and botch, and that is often used with the word up, bugger up. You like messed it up. You botched it up. Now we have the third form of bugger. This is a noun from 1955. A person who plants electronic bugs. Next is bugger all. Two words, noun from 1980. In 1918, this is British slang, and it the synonym is just nothing. I got bugger all in my brain, nothing up there. And then lastly, we have bugger off. Two words, intransitive verb from 1922. It is also British slang, and the synonyms are leave and depart. I'm going away. And that is often used as a command, like you're telling somebody, hey, get out of here, go bugger off out of here. So we had buffo, buffoon, buffoonery, bug, bugaboo, bugbane, bugbear, bugeye, bugeyed, bugger, bugger all, and bugger off. So I think I'm just going to pick buffoonery as the word of the episode because life is all about buffoonery. You got to just be silly and have fun and just make just buffoonery out of all of it. That's all I got to say for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.